The Trump administration's federal hiring freeze is creating uncertainty for Alaska's national parks. A January 31st announcement that seasonal employees may be exempt from the order eased some of the stress on parks, but there are still questions about the future. KHNS's Emily Files has more on Alaska's most visited national park.
And Skagway in 1898 was a pretty rough place. Sam Steele of the Northwest Mounted Police called it one of the roughest places on earth.
Charlotte Henson led a group of cruise ship visitors on a tour of historic sites in Skagway last summer. Henson is one of about 30 seasonal staff who work for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. They help serve the extreme influx of visitors Skagway sees each summer from cruise ships. Whether federal agencies like the Park Service could fill seasonal and permanent jobs was thrown into limbo when President Donald Trump took office in January. Ben Hayes is chief of interpretation for the Klondike Park. He read a prepared statement and referred other questions to the offices overseeing the seasonal exemptions.
The National Park Service is consulting with the Office of Personnel Management and Office of Management and Budget on their guidance for implementing the hiring freeze. As with previous hiring freezes, the National Park Service will work with the administration to ensure that we meet the needs of park visitors across the system.
Meeting the needs of park visitors to Skagway requires a robust staff of park rangers and other employees. The town of less than 1,000 year-round residents has close to 1 million cruise ship visitors between May and September, and the historic Chilkoot Trail sees more than 10,000 hikers each year. The Park Service will have to clear its seasonal hiring plans with the Federal Office of Management and Budget. KHNS contacted the Office of Personnel Management, the Park Service, and the Department of Interior to learn how long it might take to approve seasonal hiring plans. None responded by deadline for this report. Reed McCluskey is a retired Park Service employee. He oversaw hiring for the Klondike Park for about 7 years, and before that served as chief ranger.
When you're looking at the rapidly approaching summer season for Skagway, you've got to be offering jobs right now. And all the employers feel the same way. They need to offer jobs. Employees need to make commitments. And yet the Park Service and at Klondike Gold Rush, they're really not able to do that right now.
Even if the park is able to fill its about 30 seasonal positions, hiring permanent staff is still on hold. And when the freeze ends, there could be permanent reductions. The Trump administration directed the Office of Management and Budget to create a long-term plan to reduce the size of the federal government's workforce through attrition. Once that plan is in place, the hiring freeze order will expire. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.